Following program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Dearly Father, we just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you for grace. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you for your healing power being released to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing lung cancer. I thank you for healing lung cancer right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing all forms of leukemia. Lord, I thank you for healing all forms of leukemia right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray for that young girl that was diagnosed with leukemia. God, I pray for her healing. I speak healing to her body right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The young girl that has that tumor, I pray that that tumor will be dissolved right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing emphysema right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing anxiety. I thank you for setting that person free from bipolar disorder. I thank you for them being delivered and set free now by the power of the Holy Ghost, even now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for healing that man of that gout. Thank you for healing him of gout in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, thank you for healing paralysis as a result of the stroke, left side. I pray for complete and total healing. Let feeling come back into the body now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for that healing power right now, flowing right now, restoring right now. Full use of his limbs, full use of his hand, his arm. God, I thank you for straightening his face out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for that testimony right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing hypertension and high blood pressure. I break the generational curse right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for granting that healing. God, I thank you for granting that healing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing migraine headaches. God, I thank you for healing migraine headaches being healed. People that have been suffering with migraine headaches, receive the healing now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for healing every form of breast cancer. God, I thank you for healing every form of breast cancer right now in the name of the Lord. Let every tumor be dissolved now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for healing scoliosis. God, I thank you for healing it right now. Thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. God, I thank you, and I speak life. I speak life to the person that is bound by the spirit of suicide. I bind that spirit of suicide and self-murder. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not be able to live and to steal the life of this person. The blood of Jesus is against you. And I speak life to them. I bind the spirit of depression and oppression. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. I speak life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. And I give you praise and I give you glory. Father, I thank you for the wind of your Holy Spirit sweeping across this region, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for empowering your people, Lord God, to pray, to seek your face. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing that mantle of intercession and supplication over the body of Christ, Lord God, that we will begin to stand in the gap, that we will begin to cry out for a divine intervention, crying out for you to rend the heavens and come down and to tear down the high places, to uproot and scatter the camp of the enemy. God, arise from your resting place, O God, and destroy the camp of the enemy. God, I thank you, Lord God, for knocking down the idols. I thank you for knocking down the strongholds and all of the places that have been erected that are hindering the move and the flow of the Holy Spirit of God. I thank you for toppling the thrones of the principalities and the powers over this region in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for sending revival. I thank you for sending revival to your people, Lord God. Send revival to your people. Send revival to every member in the body of Christ, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us a hunger and a thirst for your word and for your presence, oh God. God, I thank you for igniting that passion for you, God. Give us that passion for you, that passion for your word, that passion for your presence, oh God. And God, give us a passion to see souls saved and delivered and set free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for activating the gifts of faith. The gifts of faith and the gifts of miracles and the gift of wisdom, Lord God, let us begin to move and to operate it in a greater measure, Lord. I thank you for doing it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for sending revival to this country. Father, forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us for our idol worship. Forgive us, Lord God, for turning our backs on your word. Forgive us, Lord God, for mistreating the nation of Israel. Forgive us, Lord God, for voting for these politicians that have voted for the same-sex marriages and legalizing drugs and all of the ungodliness that is taking place. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord God, for all of the blood of the babies that have been murdered through abortion. Forgive us, Lord God, for that blood that is crying out. God, forgive us. And we ask that you would have mercy upon us, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you would visit us again with your presence and with your power and with your anointing. And Father, I thank you. Father, let our hearts be open to hear and to receive your word with a spirit of meekness. God, have your way today in this radio broadcast. And Father, I thank you. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here with you to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And I just thank God for the opportunity and the privilege, saints, to be able to be on the airwaves still, to talk about God's word, to share God's word with his people, to the first-time listeners. May you be blessed. Amen. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Amen. I give you a chapter and verse, and if you struggle with something, just pray and ask God to reveal it to you. You know, we're living in some very, very perilous times, and we need to be pressing in and seeking the face of God. We need to stand in the gap. We need to begin to pray and intercede for God to release his power in a greater measure in our lives and allow the Spirit of God to move in us to where we could be in a position and a place to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people who are dying and people who are perishing all around us. And God has equipped us in the body of Christ. He's equipped us to speak the word of life, to speak healing, to speak deliverance, to speak restoration and reconciliation. And we in the body of Christ, we need to be moving in that vein. We need to be moving in that area and just being in that place in him, getting into that place to where we have a longing to know him. We have that longing to be in fellowship with him, because God is calling us into that place of fellowship with him. You know, we get so busy doing stuff. We get so busy doing church to where we fail to, our love for Christ grows cold. Our relationship with him grows cold, even though we're busy doing ministry. You know, the most important thing you can do is be in a covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, saints. And we need to get to that place and get back into that place to where our love for him and our love for his word is Lord, I love you, God. I long to know you. You know, I've been praying for God to ignite a passion within me and a passion in the ministers that are preaching the gospel, that they would have a passion first and foremost for him. Because if you don't have a passion for Christ, you will not truly have a passion for ministry. You will not have a passion for souls. You see, your passion for him will drive you. It will drive you to seek his face. It will drive you in your prayer closet. It will drive you to intercede. It will drive you to read your word. It will drive you to praise. It will drive you to worship. That passion for him, you know, you know, when you begin to approach ministry, you would do it out of a spirit of love, but because of a passion that you love him. You know, when you study in the Gospel of John, Jesus had such a love and a passion for pleasing the Father. He said, you know, the work that you see me do, I'm only doing what I see my Father do. What you hear me say, I'm only saying what I've heard my Father say. You know, when Jesus was baptized, he was coming up out of the water, you know, and Jesus, the cloud came, and you heard Father God says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You see, everything Jesus sought to do was to please the Father. And we have to have the same heart attitude, the same mindset, that everything we do is to please the Father. You know, I preached a message a little while ago, and something that God revealed to me. You know, we've been so busy trying to become men and women of God that we've never embraced being a son or daughter of God. Come on, somebody, say amen. I'm going to say it again. We've been so busy trying to be men and women of God that we have not embraced being a son and daughter of God. When you study in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it doesn't talk about Jesus being the man of God. It always talks about him being the son of God, the son of man, the sonship, the daughtership. This is who we're called to be till we can cry out, Abba, Father. Because we've been, as Gentiles, we've been grafted in. And when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, God becomes your Father, and God desires to reveal himself to you as your Heavenly Father. And if you want to understand and see the Father heart of God, I encourage you to read and study the Gospel of John. And as you study in the Gospel of John, you will see the Father and the Son relationship. You will see the type of relationship that God longs to have with every individual. A personal relationship with you. It's all about relationship. It's all about knowing him. And in this series that we're dealing in right now, this new series is called Consider the Cost of Serving Jesus. And, you know, many people, we need to consider, you know, what is the cost? What does it mean to be a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, do you really have a desire to be closer with him? Do you really have a desire? You know, every day, is there a longing? Is there a desire to draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you truly have the desire to be in that place to where, you know, you're truly living for him? You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, it don't take all of that. You know, that's just too much. You're a fanatic. You're this and you're that. Hey, when you look at these sports fans, they're fanatics. You know, they're all in. And we need to be all in the body of Christ. We need to be all in. And Jesus requires that for us. Excuse me, saints. He tells us in Luke chapter 14, this was the foundational scripture of this series. He says in verse number 25, he says, now a great multitude went with him, and he turned and he said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, and by the word hate in the Greek means to love less, does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also. Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple. Jesus said, in order for me to be Lord of your life, you have to love me more than anyone on this planet, more than anything else on this planet. Your love for me has to be greater. And we've lost the essence of what it truly means to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. He says, you can't be my disciple, saints. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my. He says, you can't do it. You will not be able to be a disciplined follower of me. You will not be able to do what I purpose and called you to do. He said, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it. You see, anything that requires a commitment, you have to count the cost. And you have to ask yourself, am I willing to pay the price? You know, am I willing to pay the price for the anointing that will break yokes? Isaiah 10:27 says, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. It's the anointing that will break the bands off of people's lives, people who are bound up. And see, God has commissioned us to church. He has commissioned the body of Christ to go and to make disciples. Go preach the kingdom of God. Go preach healing. Go preach deliverance. Go preach restoration. Go preach reconciliation. Go. Go. And there's a price for that anointing. I'm not talking about the anointing of hype. I'm not talking about the anointing of showmanship. I'm talking about a genuine Holy Spirit anointing to where when you pray for people, they are healed. They are delivered. They are set free. If they're bound up in oppression, they're free. If they're bound up in drug addiction, they are free. If they're bound up in homosexuality, they are free. I've seen what the power of God can do when people are yielded and people are surrendered. And God is looking for people in the body of Christ. There are some of you out there, you've been praying and you've been asking God, Lord, why am I here, God? God, when are you going to use me? God, I want you to do this and God, I want you to do that. Well, when you begin to ask God that, You had to be willing to pay the price. You have to be willing to lay aside everything and be willing to allow the Holy Spirit of God to expose any and all things that are in your life that will hinder you from moving forward into the blessings of God, into the place that God has called you into. We're called to be witnesses for Him. Our marriages are called to be witnesses. The way we raise our children, the way we conduct ourselves in the marketplace, on our jobs, in our careers, whatever, we're called to be a witness to Him so that those that don't know Him may have a desire to know Him as a result of your testimony, as a result of your life, because you're living a life that is pleasing in His sight. Everything that Jesus did, He did to please the Father. And we're called to follow His example. We are called to walk in His footsteps. We're called to be in that place. Oh, God, help us, Jesus. And Jesus said, are you willing to pay this price? Those of you that want the anointing, you have to pay the price. There was a young ruler in Mark chapter 10, which we left off last week. Go with me to Mark chapter 10, the Gospel of Mark chapter 10. You know, to those that are listening, Denver audience, Seattle audience, you know, I give it to you straight, chapter and verse. And if you struggle with it, then you go and pray and seek the face of God. You know, in Mark chapter 10, verse 17, this is where Jesus counsels with the young rich ruler. Evidently, he had heard about Jesus. He had saw the things that was taking place, all of the things that were going on. And it says now in verse 17, now as he was going out on the road, one came running and knelt before him and asked him, good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. He says, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And he answered and said to him, teacher, I've done all of this since I was a young child, since I was a youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, scripture says he loved him. You know, and we talk about God being a God of love, and God is love. But you see, when you truly are walking in the agape, the love that God has, you're going to speak the truth to people. You're not going to be afraid to offend them. You know, we've been preachers just watered down version of the gospel to where we're so tolerant and we're so concerned and worried about that we might hurt somebody's feelings. But if they're living in sin and they're bound up in sin and the enemy has deceived them, we have to love them enough to tell them the truth. And that's exactly what Jesus did. The Bible says in verse 21, says Jesus looking at him and loved him and said to him, one thing that you lack. Okay. That's good that you've kept all these commandments. That's good. Very good. Proud of you. Go your way. Sell whatever you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up your cross, follow me. But he was sad at this word, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You see, God will zero in on that very thing, that very idol that you've set up in your heart, the thing that you love most, the thing that you love more than him. And he will call you on the carpet. He will say, look, you're doing good here. You're doing good there. There's one thing that you're lacking. You got an idol here. And you got to release this and let this go. Come, take the cross, then you can follow me. You see, many people and many of you that are listening, you've not received your breakthrough because you have an idol or idols set up in your heart. You have things that you have embraced that you're holding on to, and you have not released it. You've not let it go. There are things that you obsess over more than obsessing over God. Come on, somebody. Many of you, you have unforgiveness in your hearts. You have bitterness in your heart. You're rebellious. You're disobedient. You're unthankful. Some of you are in adulterous relationships. Some of you are struggling with drugs. Some of you are struggling with alcohol. Some of you are struggling with pornography. Some of you are struggling with gender identity. You don't know if you're homosexual, you're a lesbian. See, saying this is real talk. This is real teaching right here. You see, if you allow the Holy Spirit of God to shine his light and to expose those areas and those things that you are struggling with, God will deliver you and set you free from the very thing that has become an idol to you. There are some folk that are single and they want to get married so bad that that's become an idol. Woo, leave that alone, preacher. Seriously, they are so concerned about, when am I going to get married? I'm so alone. I want to get married. I want a wife. I want a husband. I want this. I want that. To where it becomes an obsession in your thoughts. You begin to pursue and seek after that more than you begin to pursue and seek after your relationship with God. God help us. See, that's what I'm talking about. God loved him. And God says, one thing that you lack. Get rid of this stuff. Get all this stuff. And you said he went away grieved. Instead of saying, okay, God, it's gone. It's done. So be it. But no. You know, there was a time to where I was doing extremely well. Financially, beautiful home, marriage, everything. You know, and I got up and I was preaching one day, and we're going to be going to Philippians chapter 3, and it just kind of ties in with it. And I got up, and you know, a lot of times, you know, people, they were looking at me and they were saying, well, you know, you got a beautiful home, you got a beautiful car, you have a growing ministry. This is when I was pastoring. And everybody was looking at me, and it was just like, look at you, look at you, look at you. And it was just like, you know what, I got up and I preached one day. And I said, you know what, people, this stuff means nothing to me. I said, God can have my home. He can have my marriage. He can have my Rolex. I don't have one now, by the way. He can have my car. I said, that means nothing. The only thing that matters to me is my relationship with him and his presence in my life. That means more to me than anything on this planet. And they kind of looked at me like, what are you saying? I said, you know what? If God wants to take everything from me, I'm still going to serve him. Just like Job said, yet though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I had got to the place in my life to the material things did not mean anything to me. They were just things. When people say, oh, you got a nice car, I said, yeah, it gets me from A to B. Yes, it's nice. I like the way it rides, but it's just a car. Yes, that's a beautiful timepiece, but it's just a timepiece. Yes, my home is beautiful, but it's a place for me to lay my head. And it got to the place to where that stuff didn't mean anything to me. And you know what? I lost it all. The marriage was gone. The home was gone. The Mercedes was gone. The BMW was gone. Rolex was gone. Money was gone. Even my ministry, the church, all gone. And you know what? I still had the presence of God. God was still there with me, even through it all. As I went through that hard time, as I went through that hardship, God was still there with me. And I was willing to release it. I was willing to let it go. And I pray today that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would allow the Spirit of God to show you and to shine his light on anything in your life that is hindering you from receiving the fullness of his blessings, the fullness of his presence, because God loves you. God desires to reveal himself to you, and God wants to fellowship with you. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers, need your financial support. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem because the Bible commands us to do so, and know that Jesus Christ is Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, your address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093.
That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Jermothy Lavelle.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.